I'm talking about my life. I can't seem to get that through to you. I'm not just talking about one person. I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about form. I'm talking about content. I'm talking about interrelationships. I'm talking about God, the devil, hell, heaven. Do you understand? Finally!
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is episode 97, and we should be back to normal here. Normal levels, normal environment. I'm not tonguing my mic, fucking making out with it this week. I might do that anyway if I get a little bit kinky. I don't know. Who knows? I know last week was kind of a rough listen. I listened to it and I was like, fuck, that kind of sucked, but hey, whatever. What are you going to do? You know, you gotta do what you gotta do to, survive in these harsh times that we live in. What you should do though is go to www.gruntfreepress.com and, or you can email the show at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And you'll be a better person if you do that. That's some you know, it's kind of like your ticket to heaven, you know, but think of it that way. But, hell yeah, let's jump right into it, though, because this week is normal, in quotes. I mean, whatever the fuck that means to you, I don't know. It doesn't really mean much to me either. Then next week we're going to be taking our little arcade field trip there. What I plan on doing for next week is most, if not all of the show next week, I'm going to record it on my phone as I'm out there, just because, you know what I mean, just fucking, as I'm probably going to have a lot of downtime when I'm there. I mean, I was saying, like, fucking, like, a full day, and yeah, cool, the world's biggest arcade, and fucking, like, yeah, I don't know. So, just for something for me to do to keep me from fucking going nuts, so, yeah, so we get that next week, and then we get the 100th, episode 100's coming up soon, so, I gotta do some kind of bullshit with that, too. So there's that coming up, and then fucking E3's right around the corner too. So that's going to be busy. I mean, whatever the, you know, again, that's not really just easy, and, you know, and fucking whatever, more work on my part. Kind of boring shit of fucking watching press conferences. That's always fun. Most of those are fucking terrible, but I'll watch them and fucking, like, whatever. You know what I mean? Do the usual reporting from fucking my couch in my fucking bed, sitting there watching the shit on TV. So yeah, it's gonna get weird and shitty, and that's what we're here for, I guess. It's the kind of the running theme of this fucking show. So yeah, anybody excited for Destiny 2? That's coming out. That got announced there. Destiny 2. I'm not really. I don't really give a shit. But I mean, that's what's kind of dominating the news cycle, I guess, for this week or last week, is fucking all Destiny 2 shit. Some details and trailers and fucking, you know, the show and the first gameplay footage of the game. And I'll be honest, I haven't really been fucking paying much attention to it. I haven't fucking watched, like, oh, here's the fucking first gameplay and blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, whatever, it's fucking, I pretty much know what it's gonna be, you know what I mean, as far as it's Destiny. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of the first game. I didn't hate it. I mean, it was fucking, I'll most likely buy it for fucking PC, if anything, and probably fucking whatever. Hopefully, I think it already is on fucking, like, CD keys or whatever. Like, you can get it fucking, like, discounted. But I guess, like, the PC version of the game doesn't have a release date yet. So, I mean, this is fucking just, you know, I haven't really been paying attention. They announced fucking, I'm assuming, like, October, November for fucking, like, whatever, PS4 and Xbox One and shit. And then, oh, it's coming to PC, but we don't know when it's coming out on PC. Like, well, we've, you know, fucking marketing bullshit of, oh, we want the best PC experience possible and all that, but it's just, like, no release date, so, I don't know, just gonna fucking wait, I guess, and fucking wait till it comes out, or near fucking release, or whatever, you know. So, I mean, we wait. I mean, what else can I do, really? I mean, I'm fine with that, again. I mean, it's fucking, and again, it's fucking Destiny, so I guess, you know, if it's fucking 6 months later or something, yeah, let it be on fucking consoles, and let them fucking straighten out some of the bullshit they're gonna fucking put in there. So, And to be clear, I mean, I didn't fucking, like, hate the first Destiny or anything like that. I mean, I thought it was fine. I mean, it pretty much controlled, like, Halo, and, you know, the graphics were really good. It's like one of the best looking games that at the time, and still a good looking game. Yeah, I thought it was fun for, I don't know, what I put into it, like 60 or 100 hours or something like that. I mean, I played quite a bit of it. Yeah, it's pretty lengthy, you know, for a single player fucking whatever cooperative first person shooter. But I mean, my problem with it was fucking, like, I went into it thinking, like, all right, again, I didn't really pay too much attention to it either. But I'm fucking like, it looks kind of neat. I mean, cool. It's got a, you know, long fucking single player campaign and whatever. And then fucking, you know, it's the guys who did fucking Halo, so I'm thinking, like, the multiplayer is going to be good. But then, as I'm playing it, I'm like, cool, you know, I went through the fucking main story and shit, so cool, let's try the multiplayer, and, like, the competitive multiplayer. And that was complete fucking just, like, unbalanced fucking garbage. You know, that was kind of fucking disappointing, and, yeah, I mean, I just fucking ran through the campaign once, and, you know, I did some of the fucking strike missions or whatever, the cooperative, like, the, you know, you have to go in with, like, four people or that type of shit. I did some of that, and, you know, I even did, like, you know, grinding and trying to get better gear and that, and I did that for a little bit, too. It's like, all right, after a while, I'm like, yeah, that's fine, like, whatever, the game's fine. Yeah, but, like, anything is fucking, like, you know, the big complaint people had, and I do kind of agree. I'm not even going to agree with that. It's like, people say, like, oh, there wasn't enough content, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, they still put in, like, fucking, like, whatever, 100 hours or whatever the fuck it plays. Like, yeah, there's plenty of content there. It kept me busy for that long. Like, the game's all right. But, yeah, then you start, like, all right, what do I do now? And it's fucking, like, oh, I'll go mine fucking minerals or some shit for fucking hours. And that shit's really fucking boring, you know? I'm just doing the same shit over and over again. And, yeah, it was, like, at that point, I'm like, all right, yeah, enough of that. You know, and it's what I said. And fucking, like, all right, yeah, the game's okay. You know what I mean? Fucking moved on with my life. Yeah, I have, like I said, like I said, I was pretty satisfied with it. I'm like, yeah, Destiny's all right, but what I didn't get was fucking, you know, all the people, like, I'm like, yeah, like I said, it would have been like, ah, good game, fucking that's it, that's the end of it, fucking move on with your life, you know? I just didn't get all the people, like, still talking about it, like, fucking months and months later, like, fucking, you know, just like, oh, there's not enough, again, not enough content, all this grinding is fucking getting boring, oh, it needs more fucking strikes and blah, 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 and all that shit. It's just like, yeah, well, yeah, the same people just complaining, like, month after month, it's like, yeah, no shit, you know what I mean? This fucking game's over, you know what I mean? You're done with it, just fucking move on and stop playing, you fucking tired. I mean, this is a bit problem solved right there. I mean, I fucking figured it out pretty quick, you know? Just, like, that was the end of it. But it's fucking, at that point, it's like, oh, I'm sick of fucking here. I think I even bought, like, the season pass or whatever, which came with, like, whatever, the expansions they put out. And it was, like, at that point, I was like, oh, I didn't even play them. I paid for them, but it's just fucking, like, I don't know. I don't feel like playing it again. Like, I'm done, you know? Yeah, I mean, people had it in their heads. It was going to be like this fucking massive, whatever, endless MMO or something like that. And yeah, the game definitely wasn't that. I mean, I can't remember if that's how Bungie was like marketing, like how they were like pushing the game, like, oh, it's going to be an MMO or whatever the fuck. But or if it was one of those deals where fucking, you know, retards fucking saw, like, oh, there's loot and there's dungeons and, like, oh, they're calling these raids or whatever the fuck and shit like that. So they, you know, they expected it was going to be like fucking World of Warcraft or whatever, like, you know, just because of that, you know. I know a couple people, like, even the group I was playing with, I mean, they compared, like, everything in the fucking game, like, oh, no, there's just, like, wow, I mean, the fucking, you know, this fucking mess of, like, currencies and, like, quests and fucking, I'll look up the strategy online, like, that type of shit, and just fucking, like, you know, it's, you know, I don't know, fucking, well, it's just like tanking the Lizard Queen of Draenor and getting the legendary helm of Moose Knuckle or whatever the fuck, I don't know, like, fucking whatever the fuck those people do, that shit's gay. I'm gonna play cool guy games, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna fucking play that shit. But anyway, yeah, I mean, fucking Destiny, I've never played World of Warcraft, by the way, I don't know, this shit always seemed pretty fucking gay to me. But yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, that's Destiny 2, that's coming out at some point, maybe, I don't know, fucking, if you care about it, you should fucking find out, I don't really care. But, again, I'll probably play it at some point, but I was just fucking, that's the news for this week is fucking, that's all I could really find that was interesting, except, yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2 got delayed, I guess, for until next year, but I never thought it had a release date originally, but apparently it did, and went from 2017 to next year, 2018. That's all I really cared about that I fucking could find this week. So yeah, it was fucking what I played here, The Surge. That game actually came out, and as advertised, it's very much a fucking science fiction take on Dark Souls. And yeah, I mean, I'm gonna fucking compare this game to, that's pretty much what it is. I mean, fucking, there's more, explicit story to it. I mean, your character talks and all that shit, and fucking, like, oh, no, it's fucking, there's, like, whatever, cut, you know, comprehensible fucking cut scenes and shit like that. But it was, you know, you start off, you know, on a train, you just going on a train and, going to your job, or it's your first day on the job anyway, you're fucking working at some giant, like, mega corporation that does, like, robotics and shit, and Yeah, the guy you're playing as, he's in a wheelchair, which is, I thought it was kind of cool they did that. I mean, fucking again, this is more like traditional storytelling in the game, where you know you're on the train and shit. And I was fucking like, you know, it's as you're going in, they do like, you know, the look up, look down and shit like that type of, you know, is this okay? Hit A, fucking like whatever, like shit like that. And then like you're fucking with the camera. And the way they have it set up is like the guy's like fucking like you see from like his waist up, you know what I mean? Just like his torso, and you fucking all this all you can see. So it's fucking like, you know, you just think like, all right, there's a guy in front of me, and I'm looking, and like whatever the fuck. And I thought they were gonna do like a create a character type of thing. It's just fucking like, all right, well, as soon as you get off the train, like whatever, this might be in like first person. You look it up and down and blah blah blah. And like you get out, and fucking the guy like wheels out. It's like, hey, who's this fucking guy in the wheelchair? Who's this fucking cripple motherfucker? And then it's fucking like, oh no, I'm controlling him, and fucking, which is like, I'm like, ah, Jesus, here we go. You know, this fucking, like, forced diversity bullshit, but fucking, like, I will say this, it's kind of cool. I mean, fucking, this is only the very first section of the game, so it's not like the entire game you're in a fucking wheelchair, but, yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, I don't know, there's fucking, yeah, maybe there aren't enough games out there that you play a wheelchair guy. It just controls kind of nice, because, I mean, it's still, I don't know, I think, like, games is one thing that's still kind of weird, controlling with fucking analog sticks is, you know, walking and running and shit, and, like, first, third-person games, you know, it's fucking, you know, every game kind of treats it differently, and fucking, you know what I mean, it's fucking just locomotion's kind of, like, a tough thing of just fucking, like, guys, just, you know, are you gonna stop on a dime, or is it gonna be, like, fucking, you know, the guy keeps, like, going, it looks weird, or it fucking controls weird, like, usually one or the other, and, yeah, I mean, you're fucking wheeling yourself around and shit. I mean, you get wheels, and it's kind of like you're in like a fucking controlling somebody on like a skateboard or something. You know what I mean? The fucking wheelchair is like, no, this fucking makes like perfect sense. It's fucking just like smooth, and you know what I mean? It's just doing some fucking sick kick flips and fucking 720s and shit, and I can't really do that, but, yeah, I mean, so anyway, that's just the very beginning of the fucking game, and then you get fitted into, like, an exosuit. It's kind of like the, whatever, like a fucking little mech suit, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, it looks like the, like a power loader from fucking Aliens or something like that, or, you know, or Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare, that type of thing. Just like fucking all like steel and shit, like on the outside of the guy's body. So yeah, I mean, that's whatever. First day on the job, you fucking like, all right, there's two types you can pick from. Like one's like a tanky one, one's like a fucking, you know, faster one. It's like, which one do you want to pick? And then it's fucking like, all right, then you fucking cutscene of him fucking, you know, getting that shit fit on. And yeah, so yeah, I mean, fucking, so you're piloting that. I mean, you get fucking, so then, you know, you go from fucking wheelchair guy to, okay, now we have legs and, robot legs. And yeah, I mean, that's basically your fucking, your armor in the game, you know what I mean? Again, everything, I'm gonna compare everything to fucking Dark Souls here. So, yeah, and then you're going through, you're picking up, like, blueprints throughout the game and fucking, you know, to craft, like, new parts and shit, and, you know, arms, legs, and fucking body, and whatever, head pieces, and all that shit. Yeah, so, I mean, there's just, like, blueprints lying around you can pick up, or you can fucking, like, sever, if you sever, like, parts of an enemy's, you know, if you sever fucking, like, an enemy's arm, it's fucking like, oh, you pick that up the first time you pick it up, it's like, oh, I have a blueprint for this, now I can fucking make it, you know. Then you need, like, spare parts and like scrap that you pick up, you know, it's just fucking like junk parts or whatever, like that's the game's version of souls. I mean, it's, you know, it's the currency to level up and to upgrade fucking all your armor parts and that type of shit. Yeah, it's the same deal again. Everything's going to be compared to Dark Souls here. It's, you know, if you die, which you will, because the surge is fucking hard as shit. You die, you can try, you know, you can try to go back and reach the spot that you died to fucking recover your fucking scrap that you dropped. Only here they make it fucking much harder than fucking Dark Souls, because you know they only give you like a limited amount of time that you have to get there, or you know, or it just fucking disappears. Like you see a little counter up on the screen, it's like whatever, you know, 2 minutes 30 seconds, you know, to fucking go get that. And so it's like, fuck, then you really get a fucking like run there, you know, like in fucking Yeah, well, like fucking Dark Souls is fucking like, oh, well, as long as I'm patient, I can fucking, like, whatever, I'll just inch my way over there and, like, whatever. This is like fucking like, no, I gotta run past most of the shit to fucking get over there. Or I'm gonna fucking lose it, you know? Then, of course, you end up fucking, usually fucking up and, like, falling off a ledge or some shit. So, yeah, harder than Dark Souls. I mean, that seems to be the fucking theme of the game. Yeah, because it's fucking brutal. I mean, even just, you know, just the normal, like, standard enemies that you fucking face, just, you know, humanoid, just fucking, like, whatever, just, there's three guys standing in the fucking room, you know, they'll fuck you up, like real bad, like, in a couple hits, like, it's ridiculous. You know, and I'm fucking pretty bulked up with, you know, best armor I could find, you know, the bulkiest fucking armor. Like, I'm not going, like, fucking, like, oh, I want a super fast build or anything. It's like, no, I'm trying to, like, whatever, pretty hefty shit. Yeah, it's still just fucking one or two, like, mistakes. Like, one or two hits they get in, and you're just fucking done. Like, yeah, it doesn't even seem like it's, like, patience. You know, it's not even, like, fucking patience pays off that much either. It's, you know, it's just, like, a lot of, like, unblockable, like, ranged attacks. There's little, like, fucking, whatever, drones and shit. And fucking they shoot, like, lasers at you. There's nothing you can really do. It's fucking, like, no, you gotta, like, fucking either run up to them and kill them or just, like, hide for a little bit. You don't really have, like, a shield, you know. It's, like, nothing's gonna fucking block that, those lasers, you know. Yeah, then other guys, you, like, you know, real fucking, like, quick attacks from, like, you know, just, like, neutral, like, position to fucking, like, oh, no, they fucking just hit you, like, real quick. So you can barely fucking see it coming. And, so, yeah, sometimes it's like, I don't know why the fuck I just get hit. You know, it just seems like you're going to be taking fucking damage no matter what, you know, fucking, no matter, how patient you are, like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I've been playing for a little bit, so it's fucking like, alright, some of these guys I can kind of, like, fucking, like, alright, I gotta wait for this, you know, his big fucking, wait for his giant fucking wide swing and shit for that to end, then I'll fucking go in and, like, do a couple hits, then back the fuck off, like, that type of thing. But yeah, it's tough. You know, granted, I probably fucking suck at it, but it's fucking a lot more fucking complex, like, control-wise than a Souls game. And, yeah, again, with Souls, yeah, I'm gonna keep comparing the fucking, you know, the shit to fucking, the mechanics from the Surge to fucking Dark Souls. I mean, again, you have to get used to that. Yeah, I mean, cause fuck, you know, with the Souls games, I mean, the way I played those anyways, I played them fucking, like, really fucking simple. I mean, you fucking roll and attack and fucking, that's about it. Maybe fucking block some attacks if you're feeling fucking fancy or whatever. But I mean, that's basically the game. That's all you gotta do in fucking Dark Souls is fucking roll, you know, roll when they attack. And then when there's an opening, you fucking, like, whatever, like, hit, and that's about it. I mean, it's just fucking one of those easy to learn type of deals. Just, you know, gotta learn the attack animations and the fucking, the timing and that shit. And that's about it. I mean, that's fucking Dark Souls in a nutshell for me. Like, that's about it. All I did. And I fucking, whatever, went through all of them. So, and then it's just fucking like, oh, they'll throw more, like, challenging shit, you know, fucking that you get to learn, you know, enemies with more attacks and, like, whatever, that type of shit. And then in the fucking The Surge, it's fucking like, alright, well, you know, you get the dash, you get the block, you know, heavy and fast fucking attacks, you know what I mean? Just, again, standard Dark Souls, same controls, all that shit, you know, left, whatever, right bumper and fucking light attack, right triggers, fucking heavy attack, left, bumpers, block. Yeah, you know, then you get a fucking, you know, you get the jump and shit, same shit, you gotta run and then hit the button to fucking jump, and, but then you have, like, an actual jump and a duck on top of that to fucking use, like, you know what I mean, as you're fighting somebody, so it's fucking, you know, that adds, like, a whole fucking new dimension. It's like, you know, some attacks, again, you can't fucking do anything, you can't fucking block them, you probably can't even fucking roll out of the way of them, or they're too, like, wide of an attack if you're up close to them. So they expect you to fucking, like, jump over them or fucking duck under them. You know, and then fucking, you gotta, like, attack, like, you gotta attack, like, right after. Sometimes, like, fucking, you know, there'll be, like, an arm swinging or whatever, like, fucking, you know, it'll go, like, left and right, and it's just fucking, like, oh, by that time you jump, you can't jump again, or whatever, so you gotta fucking, jump and then fucking like counter right after to fucking like stun the guy, or you're gonna be fucked, you know. It's tough. The enemies you're fighting, they all fucking like, you know, again, I was saying like in Dark Souls, it's fucking like, oh, you know, fucking most like the normal fucking scrub enemies, you know, the fucking like normal fucking just humanoid guys in your way. They have like one or two attacks and it's fucking like, oh, you know, the guy is fucking pretty easy to fucking figure it out. With the fucking in the Surge, it's fucking, they all have like just the normal guys have like several different attacks, and it's fucking, you know, it's just fucking like, man, it's tough. I mean, I guess it's all supposed to be about like reflex and shit, you know, just fucking, you just gotta react to what's coming up, and it was just kind of awkward to fucking pull off some of the shit, like again, like the jumping and the shit and the block, the jumping and the ducking and all that bullshit. I mean, it's just fucking, you're holding the block button while you're doing it. Then you're using the right stick to fucking, you know, jump or duck or whatever, and your timing has to be fucking, like, spot on, or you're gonna get fucking knocked to the ground and fucked up. So, but I mean, I'm sure that sounds cool, you know, right? It sounds like it's, like, I don't know, like, advanced Dark Souls or whatever, kind of like, you know, advanced Dungeons and Dragons, only Dark Souls. But I don't know, I've been finding it, like, really fucking frustrating, and, yeah, I mean, I don't need to tell you fucking about Dark Souls. I mean, like Dark Souls really isn't that fucking hard of a game. I mean, you fucking die in that, and it's just kind of like, all right, I fucked up, like, whatever. That's my fault. You know, I'll be more patient. I'll fucking, you know, learn from it, try it again, that type of shit. And the Surge, it almost feels like you're just being fucking punished by the game mechanics. I mean, just because, again, it is, like, mechanically difficult, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking, the Souls games are fucking, like, real simple. Like, this is kind of like, there's more to this, and there's fucking, like, again, there's more to the enemies, and just fucking, like, that's, again, that sounds, like, advanced and cool, but it's fucking, like, oh, man, this fucking gets pretty frustrating. Even after playing for a while, and it's like, I'm pretty sure I get a grasp on how the game works, you know, like, fuck, it took me a little bit to, like, figure out, like, the upgrades, you know, on the fucking suit and all that shit, but, yeah, I've been playing for a while, and it's fucking like, man, I fought and I fucking died enough of these fucking stupid mech zombie things that, you know, I've seen all the attacks they have, like, all their patterns and all that shit, but it's fucking like, I still feel like I'm, like, fighting these fucking controls, you know what I mean, or, like, it's tough to see what the fuck is going on here. Yeah, to make it even more complicated too, it's fucking like, oh, whatever, it doesn't sound that bad, but whatever. But yeah, it gets even more like complicated, because, you know, when you're locking on the enemies, clicking the right stick and it just locks on again, like the other game, you know, it's a little white circle and fucking, you know, the camera's fucking locked onto them and shit. But then, you know, that's just a fucking a normal lock on. But then you can flick the right stick in different directions to target specific body parts on who you're fucking locked onto. So, you know, you get a human type enemy, and you can pick the fucking the head, the torso, you know, arm, left arm, fucking right arm, left leg, right leg type of deal. So it's almost like, isn't like fucking like Grand Theft Auto and like Red Dead, and then like a control option like that. You fucking just, you know, lock on, flick up, and then fucking, you know, like doing like a headshot pretty much is what you're doing. I'm pretty sure fucking Grand Theft Auto and those games like work that way. I don't know. I always turn that shit off and turn free aim on in those fucking games. So you can target these different body parts, and whatever you're targeting can either be fucking armored or unarmored, you know? If there's fucking, like, yellow is armored and fucking blue unarmored. And, you know, each enemy is different, too, so it's not like fucking, like, oh, this guy always has, you know what I mean, like, fucking, you know, it could be the same type of enemy, but fucking one of them maybe is his, you know, got a helmet, the other one doesn't, and whatever. So, yeah, I mean, if you just attack the unarmored parts of the dude, you do a lot more damage, you know. But, I mean, you don't always want to do that, because if you target and damage a limb that has, like, armor on it, you start, like, damaging that body part, and then you build up, like, whatever, like a meter, you can do, like, a, you know, it's like a fucking, whatever the fuck you call it, like a manometer, I guess, but it's fucking like electricity, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's called energy, I think. But yeah, you know, as you're fucking doing damage, you fucking that fills up, and then like once the guy's health is low enough and fucking like you can do like a Mortal Kombat, not the last time I hear a fucking Mortal Kombat in this fucking this fucking episode, but yeah, so yeah, you do like a fucking Mortal Kombat type like finishing move to fucking to, you know, you fucking like whatever you're targeting, so it's fucking like, oh, you know, you're targeting the fucking head and you do the fucking finishing move and you fucking cut off the dude's head, and, you know, you do the fucking arm, you cut off the arm, the fucking body, or whatever, you fucking, like, split the dude in half, pretty fucking cool, but, yeah, so, it was, yeah, you fucking target the head, you fucking wailing on it, and, yeah, and then fucking hold X, and, yeah, I mean, that's what you do, then fucking, like, that part will come off, then you can go pick it up, you know what I mean, so it's fucking, like, alright, you want the guy's helmet, you fucking target in the head, do enough damage, do the fucking finishing move, and it's like, alright, you fucking, you know, get the dude's fucking helmet, and, but, I mean, it's not like fucking, like, you can't just put it on and fucking, like, wear it, because it's gonna be fucking broken, again, you know, again, the first time you pick up something new, you get the, all you get is the blueprint for it, so it's fucking just like, alright, this is what, you know, you go back to, like, you have the blueprint for the fucking helmet, so to craft the helmet, you gotta go back to your fucking, the base or whatever, but it's like fucking like, all right, well, I need, the, you know, you need so much like scrap again, which is like fucking like the soul. So it's like, I need like 2,000 fucking scrap to fucking build it. Plus like certain parts and, you know, all the parts that you need for it are fucking like, oh, well, if I go and just fucking, you know, you might have to fucking chop like, you know, 10 more of those fucking guys' heads off to fucking get enough of the parts you need to fucking, construct one type of deal. So, yeah, that's how that works, I guess. And again, does that sound complicated? Yeah, I mean, it kind of is. I mean, plus, you know, there's different tiers, too, of each piece of equipment. So it's fucking like, oh, well, the first, you know, the cheapest one you can build is, like, whatever. It's all in the same thing. So it's probably the same type of helmet. You're just fucking upgrading it. So it's fucking like, all right, so you get, like, whatever the fuck. You know, level one fucking helmet is just fucking pretty easy to make, and then, like, level two, you need, like, more rare stuff, and then, you know, more money, and, you know, again, then fucking there's, like, the four tiers for each piece of equipment, and it's just fucking, like, rarer and rarer material you have to get to, like, improve the stats, and, I mean, it didn't take me long to fucking make some kind of sense out of that, but, again, compared to fucking Dark Souls, where it's fucking, just, you know, just pretty much drops you can fucking use, and, yeah, you know, in the Souls game, it's kind of complicated, you know, you gotta find, like, certain, whatever, Titanite or fucking whatever the fuck, and go to, like, the blacksmith and that type, like, that's kind of, I guess that'd be kind of, that's kind of complicated to figure out a little bit, but, yeah, I mean, you pretty much get it, it shows you what you need and blah, 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 and fucking, I don't know. Yeah, but, yeah, you need fucking some materials and upgrades, but, I mean, again, the Surge is just kind of, I don't know, man, it makes the combat and the fucking, the gear and shit, like, a little bit grindy, you know what I mean, again, of just, like, I need fucking to find the same type of guy and, you know, do the same thing, like, 10 times to get the material and blah, 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 so it's, like, fucking, like, alright, well, you know what I gotta do, but it's fucking, like, grindy to fucking do it type of deal, I don't know if that makes sense, but, yeah, and then you get fucking, on your suit, you have, like, implants, just, like, upgrades you can swap around, and it's different fucking, different slots to put fucking these implants in, you know, each one you use takes a certain amount of power from the suit, so that's pretty much, like, your levels, so it's fucking, like, whatever, it'll show you, like, you know, you have, like, 8 spots for implants or whatever, but it's fucking, like, you know, spot 3 unlocks when you're level, whatever, fucking 20, and then fucking spot 4 when you're fucking, like, 25, and, you know, so on and so forth, so, it was, yeah, that's what you're using the scrap for, is fucking, you know, you're leveling up your overall fucking suit, so, yeah, like, fucking, like, heavier armor might fucking, that'll fucking chew up, you know, it might have, like, level, like, fucking, like, whatever, 8 legs, and fucking that takes up, like, whatever, 3 spots, you know what I mean, or 3 fucking, whatever the fuck, levels. It sounds fucking complicated, and it kind of is, I don't know, so it's, you can fucking, like, mix and match, your implants anyway, so it's fucking, you know, you have, like, fucking, like, one implant that'll, improve like your maximum health, and then you can. So it's like, all right, well, we can equip like two of those if you can find another one. So it's fucking like you equip two, and fucking like, you know, that doubles the effect. So it's fucking like, all right, now your maximum health is up a little bit. You do like three, whatever, fill up if you can find enough of them, fill them all up, I guess. Or it's fucking, you know, is one that fucking one's like your health recovery, you know, fucking like, you know, just fucking health potions or whatever, Estus Flask, you know, like that type of deal. So it's like fucking like, oh, you know, you can equip one and, you know, you can fucking like heal like three times. You have the same one, you equip two and you, you know, heal six times, you know, that type of shit. So, I mean, yeah, there's a fucking like shitload of them that I've been fucking picking up, and it's, you know, stamina recovery, and you fucking, that's faster. Or you build up your fucking, your energy meter faster. Or you fucking, one, you can like convert energy into fucking like health and like heal that way and fucking... He had like a drone and fucking like he has his own things, his fucking different drone attacks and shit. Like that type of shit's kind of good. That's fun, like fucking around with those, trying to figure out like different combinations that work. And, you know, oh, can I do this? And fucking, can I do this to heal? And fucking, like, you know, what happens if I fucking combine this and this one and this one? It's fucking, you know, yeah, I mean, that's been my main fucking. It's fun to do it, but it's fucking like yeah, it's fucking kind of confusing. Yeah, more confusing than I think that it needs to be. I mean, I wish it was just a little bit simpler. Maybe I'm a fucking retard. I don't know. That's just been my main takeaway from the game. Like early on, is fucking like it's fucking hard and it's fucking confusing. Like even the levels are fucking confusing to fucking get around in. I mean, it's like it's all like pretty much like maze design, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's all like industrial looking, like pipes and fucking elevators and fucking, you know, tight corridors, and there's fucking trash all over the place and shit, and just like a lot of it just looks fucking like similar, and it's real easy to get fucking like turned around in and fucking like real, like even like the first level, I'm just fucking like, what the fuck is, you know, there's little tunnels everywhere, little fucking splits everywhere, and fucking like you just, a lot of them end up in the same like giant warehouse, and a lot of them just fucking like, I was getting real confused, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, yeah, you're doing the fucking, the shortcut thing, you know, you're opening fucking doors up and making it easier to get back to the base and, back to your bonfires or, the med bays, sorry, that's what it is, back to the fucking, the med bays. Yeah, I don't know, I'm gonna go back to my fucking med bay for a second.
I was born in a prison with no hope for escape. I got used to the silence as I stuck in my cage. You cannot miss what you have never seen before. Deep inside you know there must be more. You cannot miss what you have never seen before. But deep inside you know there must be more. I heard a voice, but I could not follow. It was a language I didn't know. I seen a lie and it used to blind me. Was it real or just a dream? No, you cannot miss what you have never seen before. Deep inside you know there must be more. You cannot miss what you have never seen before. But deep inside you know there must be more. And as I left, no one tried to stop me. So I learned I was always as free I wanted to be. I was is always as free as a bird. I was always as free as I wanted to be, but I was just too scared.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm back from my med bay break there. So to get everything nice and recharged, energized, good to go. Yep. The Surge. Yeah, the fucking... that game looks fucking great. Say that. Like, the fucking graphics are pretty nice. I mean, it's fucking nice and, like, crisp and shit. And, you know, it's all colorful. And, you know, you got to... flashlight on the body of your fucking mech suit that you're wearing, and it can be like different colors and like intensities and shit depending on like what you're using for like your chest piece or whatever. So it's like, you know, you're going through a fucking a lot of the shit's going through just like, you know, pitch black or fucking really dark fucking like tunnels and like sewers and shit, and it's fucking, you know, you gotta turn on your light and it's fucking bright fucking, it's, you know, it can be like fucking, it's a bright white just fucking spotlight that's focused and shit and just fucking like shines in front of you, and it's, you know, it could be fucking, it could be like white or like yellow or fucking like green or whatever, or again depending on what you're fucking wearing for your torso piece or whatever. Yeah, it could be like a little green circle that's kind of like dim and lights up around you. It's fucking that's neat. It's probably just, again, it's just fucking like colorful and it's fucking, this looks real fucking crisp and just smooth as shit, like real fucking smooth. But I will say, yeah, we gotta say, and the fucking, the designs of the levels are kind of like meh, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, yeah, just kind of, this looks like a, it's just everything's so fucking like tight and like whatever, like, oh, looks, a lot of it looks the fucking same. This is, again, I was fucking just getting kind of like, it's just really tight and fucking linear and shit, and just fucking piles of robot trash and fucking boxes everywhere. Where, I mean, again, this game I've heard about called Dark Souls or whatever, I mean, I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but yeah, and those games, like, fucking, you know, every area just kind of looks like different. They all look fucking like so different that it's fucking like, you know, you want to see like what's up, what's next. Like, you know, I want to go around the next corner to see what the fuck's going to be there, because it's probably going to be something completely different and fucking like weird and fucking just like, I want to check it out. Yeah, then like the Surge is kind of like, they are like levels, like they're pretty straight levels of fucking just like, you get it, the point of each level. Again, so far I've only been through like three different areas, but it's like, you know, you do, you know, you go and you're trying to, you know, you fight a boss, then fucking you keep going. There's like a train you hop on and you go to like the next area type of deal. And I guess you probably go back and forth. I don't know. I haven't fucking tried it yet. But, yeah, so I've been through like three or four of them at this point, the Surge. And every state, like every fucking place you go, it pretty much looks the fucking same. Again, it's just all this fucking like industrial fucking, you know, you get some outside areas that just fucking just piles of trash, and this fucking like real tight, like indoor fucking just industrial fucking, you know, staircases and fucking tunnels and shit. Hopefully that changes later on. I don't know. I gotta keep playing to fucking see what's up. But, the bosses are pretty fucking cool though. I'll say that they're pretty classic. It's just fucking, you know, find the weak point and fucking study the pattern and fucking, yeah, using the fucking, selecting different body parts to fucking like hit on them. So it's like, all right, I get a whatever, it's fucking has like a fucking arm or whatever the fuck that fucking like spins like a fucking helicopter, and he fucking goes at me. It's like, oh, if I can fucking target that first, knock that off or whatever, or fucking like, you know, attack their legs first and fucking like, oh, then it'll fucking drop down so you can attack like a weak point and shit. That shit's pretty cool. I mean, they're fucking, they're all fucking like giant fucking robots and shit, and pretty cool looking designs, and those are hard. But I mean, again, it's like the fun kind of fucking hard, where it's fucking, again, it's doing the Dark Souls thing of fucking like, oh, I want to try that again. That was fun. I want to get back in there and just fucking do it again. Pretty cool. You know, you just get a, you know, you get a little bit better each time, and Yeah, I mean, I already had a few of those moments there where, you know, I fucking ended up beating the fucking boss and they had like one sliver of fucking health left and fucking like my heart's fucking like pounding and shit. It's fucking like, oh man, I gotta find, you know what I mean? Just fucking make sure I, you know, do everything like perfectly, stay the fuck out of their fucking fire and that type of shit. That's good stuff. I mean, again, I've fought like two or three of them and fucking, you know, what I've fucking fought is they're pretty cool. The fucking definitely the highlights there. So yeah, I mean, I'm fucking, yeah, I've just been plugging away at that, getting pissed off at the surge and slowly learning fucking what works, what doesn't, and fucking whatever. You know, I've been dying and losing my fucking, you know, losing like fucking 20 minutes of fucking progress at a time. So yeah, I mean, it sure is a fucking sci-fi Dark Souls game. Yeah, I wouldn't say, again, quite on that level of like the Souls fucking game design and fucking like whatever. I don't have like that addiction of fucking like, oh, so I want to play like type of deal. I've been fucking screwing around with other shit, but, or like, again, like fucking Souls is fucking like, ah, everything, like the mechanics and the animations and all that just seems like fucking damn near perfect. Like fucking, this is like, eh, I don't know. Again, it's fucking like having trouble seeing certain things, certain attacks and that shit. Yeah, I mean, I'm even fucking using a weapon right now and fucking in the surge where it's fucking like, it's basically like what I was using at the end of like Dark Souls 3, where you have like the two fucking flaming like claws or whatever. And I'm just fucking like, this is fucking a riot, just going around like fucking like beating people up and shit. That's real fucking funny. That's pretty much what I'm using in fucking the surge too. It's fucking just like dual weapons that have, you know, again, they're just like fire claws. I'm fucking going like punching people and shit. Only yeah, just fucking I'm beating up robots now instead of like fucking like demons and that shit. So, yeah, I mean, another thing that's kind of cool about the combat, and they, you know, they have a little bit of like Elder Scrolls, I guess, progression thrown in there, where the more, you know, the more you use a type of weapon, the more proficient you get with it, I guess. Like, you know, it's a fucking like bar, it fucking fills up. So yeah, I'm using like those fucking flame claws, and it's called like, I forget what the fuck it's actually called, like dual arms or some shit. Or, you know, this fucking, like, a humongous fucking, like, hammer or fucking, like, staff or whatever and whatever else. And those are all in their own fucking categories and all that. So, you know, you, as you're using them, you're doing damage with them and shit. There's just, you know, there's a progress bar on the fucking lower left that fills up and it's fucking whatever. You just keep increasing, you know, levels for that type of weapon. You know, that fucking, it's a separate stat. And yeah, I mean, that's permanent, like, no matter what. I mean, you can fucking die and, like, oh, my shit's gone, but whatever. As long as you're fucking fighting, that's building up, you know what I mean? So, yeah, if you fucking just completely fuck up and lose all your scrap or whatever, you didn't completely fucking, you know, get reset, because at least, you know, you gained some fucking weapon proficiency fucking points or whatever. So, yeah, then, you know, then there's fucking, again, there's different weapons in the same category, and, like, certain weapons will scale, better, like, depending on, you know, fucking, like, oh, you know, high fucking scaling or whatever, high skill scaling, so it's fucking, like, oh, it does more damage or whatever the fuck, you know, fucking, the higher that skill is, you know, that type of deal, so, yeah, I mean, that's kind of neat. I mean, fucking, yeah, the game's fucking infuriating, and, but, yeah, at least that's some kind of fucking help anyway, but, yeah, I'm still playing at it. I'm still kind of like, I'm not sure if I just, like, if I'm really, I'm pretty sure I'm still stuck at the game, but it's fucking like, whatever. I'm still making progress, so, but, you know what else I definitely do suck at is, fighting games, so, yet, I mean, I still keep playing them for some reason. Like, I'm not getting any fucking better. I remember fucking, like, way back, like, I remember when, like, the Xbox One, like, first came out. However the fuck long ago, 3-4, is like, alright, well, my goal this fucking generation is fucking, I'm like, I'm gonna get good at fighting games. That was like my goal, and fucking playing the shit out of fucking Killer Instinct and fucking like whatever, Dead or Alive and shit. Still terrible at them. I'm not getting any fucking, I don't know, I just don't fucking have the touch, I guess. Yeah, the newest fighting game that I'm playing is, Injustice 2, and that, it's basically fucking Mortal Kombat with DC characters is pretty much what it is, and I suck at Mortal Kombat, so I suck at fucking Injustice too. But in my defense, I mean, I'm using the arcade stick. I'm using fucking as I'm first like playing it, fucking like the buttons don't fucking, the button layout wasn't the same as the fucking what it's telling you to do on screen if you're using like a PS4 controller type of deal. Which is kind of fucking strange because all the icons on the fucking the stick I'm using, it's all PlayStation buttons, you know what I mean? It's fucking same shit, fucking, you know, just LB, whatever, fucking square, fucking the PlayStation buttons. But I guess this is as good of a fucking excuse as any of why I'm fucking terrible as anything. I'll stick with that. Yeah, that works. Although, yeah, I fucking whatever. I still fucking went in and, like, I just changed everything on the fucking options. Now everything's lined up, I think, but whatever. I'm still going to stick with that. That's why I'm bad. It's because, I don't know. The stick actually works. I'm actually surprised fucking the arcade stick there. The fucking, I think it's, whatever, like $50 or something for this fucking cheap fucking, you know, Chinese, I think, fucking, like, stick. I'm just like, this thing's gonna be a piece of shit, but whatever. And I've been fucking wailing on it for a while, and the thing's fucking held up pretty well. It's really impressed with that, actually. I'm fucking, this is fucking pretty nice for what I fucking paid for it. Buttons are fucking nice, and, you know, works out pretty well. Anyway, so right now, you know, I went through the fucking, the story mode of Injustice, and yeah, I mean, I'm playing through it, and I'm fucking, I was like, man, I give, like, absolutely no fucking shits about fucking, like, this, the DC fucking comic universe, like, at all. I mean, I really don't. I just think it's funny with fucking, like, Marvel. I mean, you know, it seems like, you know, the same thing. If you look at them, I guess if I knew, like, nothing about, like, Marvel or DC, it's like, they all seem the same and shit, and fucking, you know, they all have, like, fucking, both have, like, a million fucking characters, and most of them seem pretty fucking cheesy and, like, shitty, and it's, like, with Marvel, though, it seems like the more you learn about them, like, fucking, I don't know, like, again, I played a shit ton of fucking Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and that's fucking a shit ton of, like, just, like, backstory for each character, and, you know, you fucking learning the fucking, the history and the fucking different versions of fucking the Marvel characters, and how they changed over the years, and, like, you know, even, like, the shittiest ones and the fucking, the Marvel side, you know, even, like, you know, whatever, fucking Moon Knight and fucking, like, Ms. Marvel or whoever the fuck. It's just, like, whatever, you fucking, like, the, like those, like, C-list fucking people, you fucking, you know, as you, like, dig into them and shit, it's fucking, it's usually, like, at least, like, something there. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, like, whatever, and, you know, some fucking interesting fucking backstory or, like, you know, event that happened with them or, like, something, and it's just like, you know, it's fucking like, oh, okay, you know, that's, I can see how somebody could fucking get into this fucking character, somebody probably likes him, like, whatever, or fucking, like, you know, shit like that. But with DC, it's like the complete fucking opposite. It's like, you know, you see a character, and it's like, you know, they look kind of cool anyway, and, you know, they have a fucking, like, kind of unique, like, superpower or whatever the fuck. And it's like, the more fucking, like, the more they talk, and, like, the more you fucking spend time with them, and it's fucking, like, it's like, man, the more you learn about them, it's like, man, the shittier they are. Like, you know, even, like, some of, like, the bigger names, you know what I mean? Like, That it's like fucking, like, whatever, even like the Flash, like, fucking, like, it seems like a pretty gay fucking character. It's like, fucking, oh, you know, so the guy fucking just runs really fast, huh? I mean, there's gotta be more to it than that. And then fucking, like, as far as I can tell, again, it's fucking playing through the game and the story and shit. It's like, no, not really. It's pretty much it. I mean, it's probably just some fucking douchebag that runs really fucking fast, and he fights some other douchebag called the fucking Reverse Flash, and what's he do? He also runs really fast. Like, man, that's fucking dumb. Like, this fucking characters are really fucking stupid. Yeah, like, fuck, whatever. The Green Lantern, so it's fucking, like, so it's, like, some guy who has a fucking ring that he's fucking makes shit appear, like, it's in a fucking cartoon or some shit, and it's fucking, like, I guess so. I mean, that's what it is, and it's fucking, playing through the fucking story, and it's fucking like, oh no, now there's other lanterns. There's a fucking Red Lantern and a Yellow Lantern, and some fucking cat is a fucking lantern or some shit. It's like, that's fucking really dumb. I really don't want to, like, that's, more I learn about this, the fucking dumber it is. And I don't know, some pretty fucking shitty characters in there. They're pretty bad. I mean, yeah, it's a fucking comic book, like, fucking cartoony, you know, CW channel quality, like teenager fucking story and fucking Injustice. And Yeah, that's kind of the fucking, that's what it is. I mean, it's fucking just like whatever. It's supposed to be like a, just like a cartoon, like whatever. And I wasn't expecting the fucking, the cat lady or anything like that. Yeah, don't get me wrong. As dumb as it is and fucking again, it's just like really dumb fucking cartoon bullshit. But, for a story mode and a fucking fighting game, I mean, they're usually fucking entirely like ass. I mean, fucking fighting game stories are fucking terrible. Even like fucking, you know, the newer fucking Mortal Kombat and shit, like 9 and 10, that follow the same fucking like formula, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, all right, a long fucking cutscene, and then you watch, and then fucking like two characters fucking square up, and then it's fucking like, all right, then you go into like a normal type fucking fight. And as you go through the fucking story, you're like cycling through all the different, most of the characters in the fucking, in the game type of deal. So yeah, the Mortal Kombat did that too, but even fucking Mortal Kombat 9 and 10, like that story was fucking just like, oh my god, it's fucking cheesy as fuck. Cheesy, fucking cringy, and it fucking, it's really bad. I mean, we're fucking like whatever, Dead or Alive, same shit. It's fucking like, man, it's fucking pretty bad. Killer Instinct story mode, fucking Street Fighter, all of them. I mean, they're all fucking awful, you know what I mean? I don't really remember fucking the first Injustice. I think it was okay. It's been a fucking while. I just fucking had to forget that game. He's played through the story like once and fucking like that was it. But, yeah, I mean, Injustice 2 is still cheesy and pretty lame. but compared to like, you know, pretty much every other fucking fighting game out there, it's a fucking like masterpiece. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh man, this is fucking, I don't know, fucking win some kind of fucking award, fucking best fighting game story mode of all time. It is, I mean, but, yeah, still cartoony garbage, but it's fun. I mean, if I had to fucking sum up the plot, and again, I played through the entire game, like fucking just like, let's see here. I don't really fucking know. I couldn't really make too much sense of it, but something about fucking Superman's is a bad guy, and there's a fucking alien in a fucking floating tentacle fucking skull ship that's like sending down zombie skeletons to absorb the fucking Earth's knowledge, and he's gonna fucking destroy the planet or some shit. And there's a giant gorilla is in there somehow, and fucking Swamp Thing shows up randomly, and fucking, you know, every 2 minutes people are, you know, just start fighting, you know, like it's a fucking a kung fu movie. Pretty much what happens. Come to think of it, maybe the story is pretty fucking awesome, you know, even though the characters are still fucking like really shitty, but yeah, it's just dumb. It's just like really dumb, but again, it's fucking like tolerable and of that level of like, this is just really stupid shit that I'm watching here, but then I'm gonna fucking like fight for a few minutes anyway. It's just fucking like, nah, it's good. It is good. It's entertaining anyway. I'll put it that way. As entertaining as watching, like, again, like a shitty, like, kung fu movie or something like that, or a fucking, you know, bad fucking sci-fi movie. Yeah, the graphics in the game are fucking really nice, too. I'll say that. You know, granted, you know, as you're playing through the fucking story, I mean, you're watching those fucking long-ass cutscenes and shit. I mean, you know, those could be as fucking detailed, and they can do whatever the fuck they want, because, again, they're just fucking cutscenes. They're just movies. But, I mean, they're really good-looking fucking movies. It reminds me of fucking, again, they don't really do that. A lot of the time now, fucking cutscenes and games, fucking like, oh, it's all like, whatever, in-engine, blah, 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 and fucking like, oh, I want to fucking make it look the same. And, yeah, and fucking Injustice, it kind of is, it might be, but it's fucking, it's like, man, it's fucking like super detailed and shit. Like, imagine if it's just old, like, whatever, you know, playing like PC games and fucking just like, oh, I can't wait to get to like the cutscenes, you know what I mean? And fucking it's like, oh, this fucking CG is awesome, like that. It's really good, really good looking shit. Top quality. But yeah, I mean, fucking, I mean, as you're fucking, the gameplay itself, I mean, the characters, and fucking, they try to like keep it like, kind of like realistic looking, I guess. Like they're not overly, it's not like fucking like cell shaded or like really like cartoony bullshit. You know, but they're proportional, you know what I mean? It's not fucking like ridiculous. You know, it's, you know, they got fucking like superpowers and all that shit. So, there's plenty of fucking like explosions and fucking colorful effects and like lightning and all that shit too. So that all looks fucking good too on top of it. And, Yeah, in fact, yeah, the actual fights. I mean, they like the in-game graphics. They don't look like so far off from like the cut, so far off from the cutscenes or anything like that. I mean, again, it's based off fucking Mortal Kombat and fucking, you know, Mortal Kombat X looked fucking amazing and fucking, you know, this does too. You know what I mean? I don't know, better or whatever, but it's fucking just they both look fucking good. It's a really, really good looking fucking game. Mechanically, actually playing the game, like I don't know. I mean, I'm just fucking. I'm a button mashing fucking sack of shit like usual. I mean, it's like, yeah, I know the fucking, like the basics of the fucking, you know, double tap and then in a direction to run. And then fucking if somebody's blocking, you fucking throw them and, you know, you can use the environments to fucking like jump over them or fucking like pick up like barrels and throw it at them like that type of shit. And then it's fucking like, all right, try to figure out the special moves and all that bullshit for each character. And, yeah, as it's going through the fucking story, it's fucking like, you know, you're only using a character like a few times, you know, a few fights, then it's fucking like, all right, then it switches you to a new character, and as you go on in the story. So it's like I'm not gonna fucking, you're not gonna fucking master anybody like that, but it's fucking like, guys, fuck around with them and shit, and that's my favorite. That's my favorite part of any fighting game is fucking like, those characters, those fucking mash buttons and see what happens, and boop, 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 fucking smash, and see what happens. Like fucking that's how we play fucking fighting games. Yeah, so it's about, you know, it's just like, you know, it's just a lot of the shit's like universal. It's fucking like, you know, a lot of the projectiles or whatever, the long range shit's like fucking back and forth and fucking like one, you know, a button. And it's fucking like, all right, let's see if this guy is this. And okay, he does. He's fucking like a projectile. And, yeah, they'll be, a special ability that's fucking, you know, you use the fucking same button to activate it, like fucking, like, well, I think it's like square or whatever, and it's like, you know, use that, the flash, like, use that for the flash, and you'll slow down time or some shit, or there's some bitch that fucking screams really loud, fucking, that's her power, she just fucking yells at, like, the top of her lungs. Autistic girl, I think that's who she is. And it's like, yeah, you use that, and there's fucking, you know, there's a meter on the bottom, and everybody has it, the same shit, and, you know, you use it, and there's fucking, like, you know, it'll drain, and there's, like, a cool down, and fucking before you can use it again. But yeah, it's just like something else, like, all right, I see what this does, and fuck around with it, and yeah, you know, I just fuck around and fucking experiment type of deal, and, see what works with each character, and it's fucking like, again, I'm not gonna fucking master him. I'm still gonna suck, but it's just fun to fuck around with. Yeah, I mean, there's some stuff it's been in like these games. It's like Mortal Kombat 9, like the fucking, like, again, the advanced shit. It's like, I still have no idea how to fucking pull that shit off or what half of it means. So yeah, it's like a super meter on the fucking bottom, or the fuck you want to call it, special meter, and, you know, as you build it up and you get hit and shit, and you're supposed to, like, meter burn to fucking break out of combos or, like, make special moves, I guess it makes them more powerful if you fucking hit, like, two buttons at the same time or some shit. It's like, hey, you're asking way too much of me here. It's like, I just want to fucking, like, it's, again, smash buttons and fucking beat people up and, like, whatever. It's like, I don't even know how to fucking, like, start that. Like how to attempt that bullshit. It's like, all I know is fucking if you let it fill up all the way and fucking you mash two buttons together at the same time, you do like a fucking, you know, like a fucking ultimate fucking super move. It's fucking pretty much plays like a little cutscene, and, you know, it's like whatever, Superman fucking flying into outer space and punches somebody into the fucking earth or whatever the fuck, or like Catwoman fucking uses a chain, fucking grab somebody and, like, drags them behind a fucking motorcycle and shit. So I can, I'll just do that. And I'll just wait for the meter to build up and, like, attempt doing that and fucking, you know, mash buttons in the fucking meantime and, like, whatever. Works about half the time. You know, I win about half the matches against the fucking computer on normal. So I was like, all right, it can't be that bad against the computer anyway. It's fucking good enough for me. But yeah, I mean, other than the story too, I mean, the story is pretty long. It's like, I don't know, I've 6 hours, some shit like that. I don't know. It's just something that's just pretty meaty, you know what I mean? Felt like forever, to be honest with you. I don't know. Not really bad. It's just fucking, like, weird. It's just fucking, like, all right, I'm waiting, and, like, all right, oh, gonna start fighting at some point or what? And just fucking watching the movie, but it's cool. But, yeah, I mean, there's actually, like, a lot of shit in there. That's one thing, fucking Netherrealm. I believe fucking in the Mortal Kombat guys there. They're really good at just fucking, like, here's a bunch of shit for you to do offline, like, by yourself type of deal. So yeah, I mean, you're leveling up, like each individual character is like their own level, and fucking, like, you know, you level up, you fucking earning like currency, and fucking you buy like loot boxes and all that fucking fun stuff, and you know, opening the loot boxes and you're getting like gear, you can customize everybody with like different costumes and like equipment and, you know, different shaders and some of the shit, like, affects their stats, again, so it's fucking just like, all right, you know, better defense, like, better offense, like, blah, 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 better fucking special, you know, special moves do more damage, like, that type of shit. I was fucked around with it for a little bit, but, after I did, like, the story mode, but as one of those deals where it seems like it'd be cool, a cool thing to fucking get into and just, like, really fuck around and, like, experiment, again, fucking almost like the Surge with fucking, you know, different combinations of, like, equipment and see what works best and, you know, what you like best. But again, I'm sure, of course, there's probably already some fucking guides up on the fucking internet about fucking, oh no, this is what you need, this is the most OP gear, and fucking everything else fucking obsolete because of, you know, gay internet people. And that's how shit works now. But yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of different fucking outfits and shit you can fucking collect. You open in those boxes and it's fucking just, you know, just random pieces of clothing for, like, you know, each specific character, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you can mix and match, like, different sets and blah, blah, blah. So it's almost like fucking, like, Diablo-style loot, you know, where it's fucking, like, you open a fucking loot box and it's fucking, like, oh, it's Wonder Woman's fucking brassiere or fucking shininess or whatever the fucking. I was like, oh, this gives fucking plus 12 the strength, but then it's fucking like, oh, that piece of gear, you have to be like, you know, you need Wonder Woman to be fucking level, like, whatever, 5. So I was like, oh, if I want to use that, I gotta, you know what I mean, you gotta fucking play fucking Wonder Woman for a while, whatever the fuck. So, yeah, I mean, I could do without, like, the levels, you know, like the levels and the fucking stat boosts and all that shit. I don't know, there's fucking, there is something about fighting games, I think, whereas it's fucking, I don't know, it's like the leveling up and that shit, it's like, ah, it seems kind of weird. But again, I'm not fucking going to go online to fight against other people, but I guess, yeah, it could be kind of cool. I guess it's fucking something to, again, to do in fucking single player. You're trying to, as you're playing, you're fucking building up and whatever the fuck. But I don't know, it's fucking fighting games and it should be kind of like pure and balanced, you think? I mean, I don't know if you really need like those RPG elements in every fucking genre under the sun type of deal, but yeah, it's like some shit you can even unlock, like special moves and shit, and like, you know, abilities that you equip that changes, like, whatever the fuck. I guess, like, you know, you do like a, whatever, throw a fucking batarang or some shit, but then you can fucking change it to like something else, like whatever the fuck, that you can only get out of like those loot boxes. That, again, that seems kind of weird. I mean, it's cool that this shit to like, it's cool, the customization of it's cool, but I don't know. Part of me is just fucking like, oh, if I do that, like, you know what I mean? Am I actually getting, like, good with the character? Or is fucking, again, is it more of an RPG where you're just kind of grinding and leveling up and getting better gear and shit? And so I was like, eh, I don't know. The kind of upgrading and fucking that type of shit, it's like, eh, I don't know. Again, not too sure about it. Yeah, part of it's like, as long as it's all, like, you know, it's just single player or something to do, that's kind of cool. But it's, again, it's not like as far as, like, you know, my whatever the fuck, MLG, Capcom cop fucking skills. I was gonna affect that, you know. But yeah, I do like the pure, like, cosmetic aspect of that. Like, I can get down with that in fucking, like, fighting games. And yeah, I know that sounds kind of gay. Like, you know, people say, like, oh, you know, I don't want to dress up fucking my video game characters like dolls, whatever the fuck. Oh, you're gonna go play dress up with your dolls, fag? But yeah, I am. How about that? I don't know, just fucking, there's something about fucking, fighting games in particular where I really do like that shit, because it's all, you know, it's fucking two giant characters, like, fighting each other, whatever the fuck, so, you know, it's all about the characters and fucking, again, the graphics and all that bullshit. So, yeah, I remember in fucking, like, Dead or Alive, I spent a lot of fucking money just on, like, costumes and fucking, like, oh, it looks fucking cool. Like, yeah, of course I want a fucking sexy fucking nurse outfit for whoever the fuck, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, spent a bunch of money on fucking Dead or Alive and that shit, too. And it's fucking, it's like, I wasn't like, oh, man, I got ripped off. Oh, it was fucking, it's like, no, whatever. It's just fucking what the game is. I've spent fucking, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours playing fucking, you know, that game. So it's like, yeah, whatever, dude, you know? I was fine with it, but It's just maybe because you're looking at the same characters for so long, and again, it's so like up close, and that's like, you know, half the fucking screen is like one of the characters you're playing. So it's just just like the visual fucking variety helps, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, you know, you're playing as fucking against like Harley Quinn, and she's wearing a fucking combat helmet and fucking leather jacket and shit. Like, all right, sure, I'm fucking down with that. Like, yeah, whatever. I'll try to get that shit too. And you know, just yeah. You know, I'll play a bunch of matches and fucking, like, whatever, like, that's a fucking good enough reward, you know what I mean? Fucking get those fucking loot boxes, see what fucking pops up to make her, like, look different next time type of deal. You know, fucking whatever. It's fucking one of those things, it's like, fucking, like, oh, yeah, it doesn't do anything. Well, in this case, it does do shit, but fucking just, like, I was always just about, you know, in the fighting game, it's fucking just like, different fucking color, just anything. You know, again, after seeing the same character on the screen for so long, like, looking the same, just anything to make it look different, I'm fucking down with. So, so it's fucking, yeah, they get, like, an endless single-player mode. It's kind of what they did in Mortal Kombat with, like, you know, the Living Towers, and it's just fucking time challenges you can go through, and you fucking finish them, and you learn, you can earn, like, you know, whatever loot boxes and currency and shit. They call it the multiverse in Injustice. So, like, whatever, you know, you get, like, these different fucking planets, I guess, in this case, that you pick from, and, you know, it's fucking, all right, this one's only available for, like, an hour, or this one's available for a day, this one's, like, available for a month, or whatever the fuck, like, depending on, like, how, like, difficult or involved it is, and, you know, you're looking at them, and, you know, they'll be like, all right, recommended fucking player level, like, whatever, for this fucking challenge, so, you know, the easy ones are, like, whatever, anybody, and then it's fucking, like, you know, the harder ones, like, oh, you need to be level, you don't have to be, but it's fucking just, like, you know, it'll be, like, almost impossible if you're not fucking, don't have your characters leveled up enough and shit, because you're gonna be, you know, you're facing fucking guys and more armor, and fucking they're gonna be doing more damage, and a lot more health, and all that bullshit, so, yeah, and they do, like, different shit, too, like, Mortal Kombat, like, weird shit of just fucking, like, oh, you know, this fucking match will be, like, pickups you can pick up to fucking, like, refill your health or, like, whatever, like, weird rules, like, fucking low gravity and fucking, like, whatever, random lasers will come down, like, it gets fucking, like, some of the shit they do with that's, like, crazy. Half of it, again, it's just, like, random shit, so it's, like, half of it's cool that it's there, but it's also just fucking, like, kind of, like, silly and fucking, like, whatever the fuck. So I was like, yeah, I was like, that seems pretty cool. I'll definitely play that for a little bit anyways. And I fell off the fucking the Mortal Kombat train. I did, like, Mortal Kombat X quite a bit, and I played it for a while. But it's like I fell off that train just because it's fucking, again, you're doing all this shit, and it's fucking like, oh, you're earning, like, coins with a K. And it's like fucking like, all right, what do I do with these? I got to go down this fucking, like, this vault and just fucking to unlock shit. And just fucking just like, just navigating that was kind of a pain in the ass. At least with the Injustice, it's pretty fucking straightforward. Of fucking like, oh, well, you get fucking loot boxes or you get credits to buy fucking more loot boxes. And it takes like a fucking second to fucking get them and open them up. And it's all pretty straightforward. I mean, you know how that shit works. Like, most games do that shit now, or a lot of games do that now. It seems like a much, like, faster, better system. It's whatever. Injustice, pretty cool fucking game. Again, I suck at it, but it's pretty cool. So yeah, I guess that about fucking wraps it up, huh? Well, I did play Thumper too. I tried that fucking out. That I won't get too into it. I played like a couple levels, but that's pretty cool. It's fucking just like a real simple, just fucking rhythm, like, reflex game. We're just fucking, like, on a track and just fucking, like, going left and right and fucking, like, up and down, holding A and fucking, like, trying to time fucking shit. Anyway, I played it for, like, whatever, a couple levels, but it was pretty neat what I played. But anyway, that really wraps it up. Anyway, so, yeah, fucking, this week here coming up, though, fucking, oh boy, let me tell you, fucking lay down the law here. Yeah, here's the game plan. So I'm on vacation, so that's always good. Good and bad, really, because it's fucking, it's like, I'm just like thinking, like, I'm on vacation, but I have a bunch of fucking shit, like, I absolutely have to fucking do. Some fun, some not so much. I mean, first order of business here, fucking, as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to go see fucking Alien Covenant. Fucking, yeah, hopefully that's fucking good. I don't know, I've heard, like, mixed things. Some people really like it, some people don't, I don't know, but Then I'm also going to go buy some shoes. That's interesting because, yeah, my foot's still kind of jacked up. So, again, hopefully that's good. You know, hopefully I'm not fucking gimping around fucking for forever. But, yeah, anything that actually involves going to a fucking store and shopping makes me want to fucking kill myself. But, again, it's one of those things, fucking, I got to do that. Yeah, then I got to do other fucking boring bullshit things. It's fucking like I got to go get my fucking car inspected, get my fucking license renewed, probably clean this fucking disgusting room up at some point because the floor looks like it's a fucking tobacco factory. It's a boring shit that needs to be done. But we've got this week, wait for it. Friday the 13th, The Game is coming out on Friday, the 26th. So yeah, it's been quite a long wait for that. I mean, that's fucking finally fucking coming out. Then of course we got the fun spot road trip coming up on Saturday, and yeah, most of next week's show is fucking probably going to be recorded there on my phone. It's probably most likely going to sound like fucking garbage. So I'm even warned about that. So, but yeah, that should be fun. For me anyway, I don't know how fun it's going to be to fucking listen to. I know. I get kind of fucking pissed off when, I've listened to fucking a podcast for a while. It's fucking like, yeah, I know what this is going to be, and fucking it's just like the same type of format. And then it's fucking like, oh, we're on the road at some fucking, like, whatever the fuck, panel or some shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking, recorded it live with a fucking audience. But it's fucking like, it sounds like shit. It usually sounds like garbage and fucking, you know, the recording's all different and shit. Those shows are usually garbage. So I'm sure mine won't be any different. You're probably going to fucking hate it. Probably going to be much worse, but. Oh well, it's fucking free podcast. What do you want? So that should be interesting anyway. Gruntfreepress.com is the website. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. Though I'm not going to check it this week. I'm on fucking vacation. Nothing work related. No work related emails here. I'm going to send me emails, just the usual fucking gaping asshole pictures, please. That's all I'm gonna accept. All right. Anyway, I've been Absolute Deicide, and I will see you in New Hampshire, hopefully.
Waiting for you to tell me what we Time.